KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
I'll take it to the face and save my career.
Easy.
Oh, boys' urine. Didn't see that coming.
Greg. Y'all know anything about them anus burgers?
It's BS in the morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you, Greg?
Fantastic.
Yeah, life is okay?
I mean, I don't know. I'll pretend I'm on the radio.
Sure.
Theater of the mind.
That's right. Perception is reality. All right, great.
What was that book, 1984?
Yes. Yeah.
What you're seeing is not really happening.
That's right. All right, good. I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Hey, how are you today?
I feel fine. My throat is not cooperating.
You don't sound good, dude.
My throat is not cooperating.
You've been sick for a long time.
I think whatever I had, it moved to my windpipe.
Yeah.
And,
Since when is your throat not cooperating? That's unusual for you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's, By last night, end of last night, I thought I was going to lose my voice, which, again, where is this coming from? This, like, never happened.
Yeah, it's weird.
As I get older, I'm becoming weaker.
Well, wow.
What doesn't kill you?
Man, you don't have a lot to spare.
I don't. I really, really don't.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So, talk about it. Talk about it here, coming up in my tweekend. How you doing, Mateo? Everything okay over there, bro?
All's good on a fine Monday, my man.
All right, good. I'm glad. Everything's fine. Greg, you got some Solaire news action here?
Sure, we can do some of that.
I haven't prepared anything. I mean, I got some stuff, but not.
No, you're good.
Not the Solaire news.
It's all good.
All right. I don't know where the Solaire news button went.
It's all right.
It's all good.
All right.
In the hood.
Thanks, guys, for being so easygoing today.
It's all good.
I appreciate it.
It's all good.
Oh, wow.
Especially in the hood.
That's great. I'm really, really great. I have this.
I don't
know.
Are you going to do it soon? What are you doing?
I'm trying to find... Oh, here it is.
Here's what's trending from a gut that's unending.
I have news.
It's the Solaire News.
Found it.
There you go. Well, the Knights were in action over the weekend. They lost 6-1 to Colorado on Friday, but came back and beat Anaheim 5-2.
Nice.
Sunday night. A lot of football over the weekend. We already knew about the Redskins-Vikings because they played Thursday, but we got the Seahawks over the Falcons. Chargers beat the Bears 17-16. Once again, the Bears miss a chance with a field goal at the end of the game. If you don't remember last year in the playoffs, Bears not very good luck with late kicks. Lions beat the Giants. Jaguars beat the Jets. Rams beat the Bengals. And the Titans beat the Buccaneers. Eagles beat the Bills on the road.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Broncos lost to the Colts. Colts, man, they've been pretty good since, everybody thought since Luck was gone, they were going to suck. They've been pretty damn good.
Yep.
Saints beat the crap out of the Cardinals. Drew Brees now back. I don't understand how that happens. Got a new tendon put in like 3 days ago. Thank you, Java. 49ers on a roll. Dude, 49ers might be the best team in the league. I know the Patriots are,
Well, who they play? Because, I mean, this is the team.
Yesterday, the Panthers are a pretty good team. They beat them 51-13.
Wow.
Oops. Yeah, dude. And that defense is no joke, man.
No, for sure, yeah.
Niners, man, they're just destroying people.
Yeah.
Patriots, 27-13 over the crappy Browns. Texans, 27-24 over the Raiders. Man, the Raiders play competitive games, though. I'm telling you. They're a lot more better team than they were A lot better team than they were last year.
Yep.
I'll tell you that. Chiefs, man, that was a good game last night. I mean, obviously the Chiefs are playing shorthanded without Mahomes, but the Packers beat them 31-24. Aaron Rodgers' late touchdown, just incredible. I don't know if you've seen that replay.
But no, I didn't watch it.
Just stupid good, dude. The guy's ridiculous. Other news, Astros, worst, stupidest Altuve team ever, are now up 3-2.
Oh, man.
Over the Nationals. Nationals won the first two games.
Yeah.
Got everybody's hopes up. The country was all in unison. And
the country was all in unison.
Now, three games in a row.
That might have been just an opinion piece there in the middle
of
the
news story.
Yeah, you never know.
A little editorial in the middle of Salerno.
Exactly.
But, yeah, dude. So, there you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Greg, for the Salerno news. Appreciate it. Didn't need to rub in the crappy Brown part. That was...
Man.
It was necessary.
That was sad.
Did you see the pass from Baker Mayfield to the defensive lineman?
Yeah, like he's like, here you go. Just like handed it to him.
I know.
I don't get it.
I felt bad even texting Gooch after that. I was like, what? I don't... And he was like, don't even try.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was really bad. But that was the only mistake he made.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with my dad when that happened. My dad just started laughing. As a Browns fan, which is like, love course.
Turnovers happen.
I turned it off at half.
Yeah.
Too mad. Too upset. I was like, I waited 2 weeks for this. Oh, God. It burns is so bad. Look, it is Monday. We're going to be doing the drunk line coming up here at 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. We will be doing the tweekend coming on up here as well. Plus, we got some more spots for the Great Pumpkin Snatch. That's going to be happening down there on Fremont Street, November 1st. 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So hopefully you get in there because the grand prize, dude, it's $1,000. Who couldn't use $1,000 right now? Coming into the holidays?
You could, it sounds like.
I could use a new...
You sound like a mess.
A new throat.
You sound like a car with a fan belt that's busted or something.
Yeah. Don't laugh at that.
Shut up. Pretty good. Turn the car off, the fan's still going.
It's like Zoltar.
Plus, we got tickets to Manson as well. That's happening Halloween at
the Pearl. I really want to go see that.
It's going to be a, you talking Marilyn Manson on Halloween?
I know.
Come on, man. That's a great show.
It's going to be lots of coups there.
What?
Yeah. Ladies.
Oh, okay. Never heard that one before.
Yeah. It's Italian.
876-3692 is the phone number. You can always text in BS and your message 69187. Get a hold of us. We'll do Chevelle, the Red. It's comp. Oh, boy.
It's Italian for night. Good.
It's Bert Kreischer, the machine! And you're listening to BS in the Morning.
Pew, pew. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, everything okay over there?
Oh, yeah.
You want to go over the tweekend?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, man, let's do it here.
It's tweekend time. Here's your 140 or less.
You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I don't care. I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Friday night, I went over to Freakling Brothers, the trilogy of terror.
Yeah. How did that go?
It's pretty cool. Sat in a tent and walked around a little bit, tried to mingle with some people. They had the people in the mask that come scare you and a fly that had a fly swatter and I don't know, whatever other things. But it's really cool, man. It was packed.
Well, I missed the part about the fly swatter. What? There's a guy dressed up as a fly?
Yeah, there's a guy dressed up as a fly, but he also has a fly swatter. I'm like, wow, that's like
Inception.
Weird.
Yeah, I know.
So there's that. And then there was, prizes and T-shirts and whatnot, the usual stuff over there. And I may have met somebody I never met before.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Can I take a guess?
Yep.
He looks just like Brad Pitt,
dude,
doesn't he?
I thought it was Brad Pitt.
I know,
I
man.
I was like, is this Legends of the Fall?
Gonna
be cold with no shirt on out here, buddy.
I know.
And it was him. He came and hung out. He was cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Talked a little bit, and he went around on his way. I also saw Hobo
Jeff.
How
long did he stay? Hobo Jeff, whole time. How long did Persian Brad Pitt stay?
I'm going to guess 20 minutes, 15
minutes.
That's
a little long time. Yeah. He's never talked to me more than 2 minutes?
Yeah, I'd say about 15, 20.
Like live in person? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then, didn't do anything the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Made sure I had nothing to do all weekend. And then Saturday, I did absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, I went to sleep. Sunday, I watched.
Yeah, all right. It's good.
Sunday, I got up and I went and used my Schmear Society points and got Baker's Dozen of bagels.
Jesus Christ.
I think I ate about 7
Oh,
yesterday.
My God.
Yeah.
Watch cream cheese or no?
I got two kinds. I got cream cheese and then strawberry cream cheese.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regular cream cheese is like for the everything bagels, and then the strawberry cream cheese is for like the
everything
bagels.
Else bagel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I watched football. Watched the Eagles get a nice road win there. That's about it, man, dude. And then I went to bed. I don't know. What time did I go to bed last night, Mateo? Like 5. I went to bed really early.
Mateo, what time did my eyes close?
Probably like 5:45.
I was like, I got to go to bed. And then I went upstairs, and that's the last thing I knew. Wow. Then I woke up really early, though. It was like 1:34 this morning I was up.
Jeez.
Yeah.
All right. You had a great weekend.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
It was so short. I wanted it to be so much longer. But whatever.
Yeah. All right. Well, my weekend was complete opposite. I had a lot to do. Friday night, my wife, you know, my son's birthday party was this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. I saw everybody else was there.
Nobody else was there.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to come to them anymore. You're not.
No, I wasn't going to. I'm just saying. There you go. I didn't even get an invite.
Didn't invite you.
Yeah, I know.
So Friday night, my wife was sitting there. She's baking things for this.
Oh, cool. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, not invited. And then what ends up happening, she turns to me. She's like, look, I got to get out of this kitchen. Can we just go out somewhere? And that is like, I mean, you're telling me that is probably one of the greatest things I can ever hear in my life. I love eating out. It's like one of my favorite things. That and renting cars. Like, I love renting cars and I love eating out. So I went. I was like, she said takeout. When I hear takeout, I'm thinking Chinese.
See, I don't like takeout.
I'm thinking Chinese. What?
No.
You don't like it?
If I'm going to, keep going.
Anyway, but she just meant, let's go out and eat somewhere, not just takeout. But she said the word takeout. So immediately I'm like, ooh, what if we get some Thai food? I love Thai food. Yeah. So we found this new Thai place. It was bomb. I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to ruin it. I want everybody to go in there. Yeah, I'm going to keep it my little secret. Awesome. However, my children did not cooperate. It was a miserable time. I turned to my wife. I'm like, really glad we spent money coming out tonight and doing this whole thing here. This is great. I had indigestion, heartburn afterwards because I was scarfing down this super spicy food as fast as I could because we had to get the F out of there.
Uh-huh.
So that was Friday night. Saturday was my son's birthday party, which we went to the bowling alley.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the invite.
Didn't invite you. And then it was a great time. Thanks to everybody who showed up. We invited a ton of people.
Yeah,
it was
just a blast. I saw the people tagging each other in pictures. Yeah, eating cake.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people you know, Greg, showed up. There was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't make it. Thanks for the invite, though.
Not invited. So it was just really good time. So my wife baked the cake. It was bomb. Made some cookies. Bomb. It was good. It was really fun. I loaded up. I was having a good time. Then I went and carved a pumpkin. When was the last time you carved a pumpkin?
I don't know. I wasn't invited.
I carved a Buzz Lightyear pumpkin.
Honestly?
Saturday night.
Probably 20 years.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. It was the first pumpkin I've carved with my son.
He liked it?
Loved it.
Did you light it up and show him how it lights and everything?
Putting candles. We did the whole thing.
Yeah, it's cool.
He's probably like, that's not Buzz.
Yeah. It was Buzz Lightyear. It was. I'll show you a picture. It turned out all right. Yeah. And then, each night I'm getting less and less sleep. Okay? I have a 4-month-old daughter.
Well, you sound like crap.
She's going. I'm ill. My wife is not feeling well. No, I feel fine. It's my. I have this cough that I can't get rid of. I've had this thing for like a week.
It sounds like more than a cough.
It's now turned into a cough.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So, anyway, I woke up Sunday and I'm like,
it's like unpleasant.
I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. But you know what? I got to get the yard done. I got to get it. This is the only day. Oh, it looks like garbage, man. I got to do it. So I did a huge number in my yard yesterday. Cut the grass. Threw down some weed and feed. I'm like, I'm killing you weeds. I'm getting my beautiful grass back. I trimmed up my peach tree. I trimmed up every bush, hedge, shrub in my yard. It looks immaculate. It looks great. However, it nearly killed me. And then halfway through yesterday, I go, oh, damn it. Today's my wedding anniversary. 7-year anniversary. I walked in. I said, happy anniversary to my wife. And she goes, it is? And I was like, yes! Thank God! Yes! We are both so like fried mentally from zero sleep that we both were like, oof. Yeah, I didn't get you anything. She didn't get me anything. I was like, this is why I love you.
That seems very unhealthy.
It's, 7 years. Yeah. 7-year wedding anniversary was yesterday, and I was like cutting the grass.
Yeah.
And my wife is sick. It was just, dude, we got, 4-month-old that's not sleep. So last night, I'm like, finally, I can get some sleep. Dude, I was up so many damn times. My son wet the bed last night. It's like one, then the other, then boom. It's like a one, two, one, two. Can I get some, any kind of reprieve here?
Yeah, no. Dude, if I was like you, I'd be like Kevin Spacey in Seven. I'd burn my fingerprints off and just disappear.
Dude, it's been rough. So, and I've been having these crazy dreams because I keep taking this like Theraflu at night.
Yeah.
It has some medicine in there. Dude, it's so, they're so vivid and weird and I hate it.
Were you dreaming about people you work with last time?
Yeah, the PR lady. Yeah. But like I told you, like I never have dreams. Like I never remember my dreams.
Yeah.
So it's freaking me out, dude. They're freaking me out.
Huh.
Like, I never remember.
Was she missionary in the dream, or was it like?
Nah, it wasn't a sex dream. They're all like unpleasant dreams.
Oh, that could be. Well, if it's about you, it could be unpleasant.
If it's sex with me, it's unpleasant. So anyways, happy anniversary to my wife. Happy birthday to my son.
Congratulations, guys.
7 years, man. God. I turned to her yesterday. I go, for 10, we're going to Europe. We're going to go to Europe for 10 years.
Oh, man.
What?
Nothing. Just saying.
Well, what do you mean? Oh, man.
If you guys remember.
I mean. I'm starting to plan it now.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the kids with the parents. Here you go.
Are you the Drop parents? Them off.
My parents.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
I'm actually quite fond of enemas.
Comp 92.3, the rock station. In the morning at BS in the morning on Instagram, sucker.
It's Monday, it's 6 o'clock. We like playing back that drunk line. Let's do it right now.
BS drunk line.
Yeah, okay. I want to get this off my chest. How lazy are you people? The night DJ, he turns the phone on to busy so he doesn't have to answer it. It's like 3:30 a.m. There's a commercial break, and there was a song, I don't know, it was Take What You Want, and I just want to know who was singing it, and the damn phone is stuck on busy. What the f***? I mean, really? Are you that lazy of a pig that you won't answer your phone? God, how hard is it to play some tunes and insult people? Really?
To play the next message.
3:30 a.m.?
What about it?
Nobody's on air then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't was going to tell her.
Yeah. No, I'll tell her.
I think it's funny that she just keeps calling in.
Keep calling in. Shutter, when do you sleep, by the way? Besides Aunt went on hold with us.
Well, the other personalities are sleeping while the other ones are awake.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like they take watch.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Guantanamo Bay in her head.
Right. Oh, Shutter.
To play the next message, press 1.
Yeah. Hey, Beetle douchebag. You couldn't take a slice of this pizza, so quit shouting out at me. Second of all, whatever you think, you ain't standing a chance. A durable Collins gone, and I advance. Thank you for calling the BS.
To play the next message.
Wow, pizza.
Pepperoni pizza.
A whole new level.
Pepperoni pizza.
Why is he angry? Sounds like he's angry about something.
Who cares?
To play the next message, press 1.
I'm sitting here trying to sleep. All I can hear is this son of a bitch. You will not shut the f*** up.
To play the next
nice. In case you're wondering what the hell that sound
that's
is.
Bugsy.
That's Bugsy. That's Moonshine's dog. It sounds like mini bong rips is what
it
sounds
like.
That's
what like. I thought he was doing at first.
No.
That's good.
Little Bugsy. His pug. Here we go. Yeah. Bong Rip or Bugsy? It's the new game on here on BS in the Morning. It's pretty close.
It is good.
Pretty close.
To play the next message, press 1.
You know, the Joker's right. There's nothing like riding a Harley. Oh, yeah.
To play the next message, press 1.
Oh, you have the same exact look at that. Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry, we're just comparing iPhones because we're not peasants. We don't have Android. One of us has.
I don't know how to handle my iPhone. Like,
put that over here. Oh, hey, but I'm still tripping. Like, Izzy, come on. How the f*** did you not know that Michael Jordan was Air Jordan? Like, what? It's still, like, I like you, but, like, come on, man. Yeah, you're very misinformed. That's a neck. Straight up a neck. Like, give me the neck. No, I'm kidding.
To play the next message.
Are those the Vatos?
Yeah, that's the Vatos.
Okay, I was wondering, man. God, they travel in packs, yeah. These Vatos. There's never one alone.
To play the next message, press 1.
Dude, I was at a barbecue for my buddy. Guess who is playing in the mother living room? Sacred Reich, bitches. Dude, they killed it. Nothing like hanging out with the boys, some autographs, pictures, a little family event, private family event. Man, Sacred Reich's going to kill it tonight.
Oh, I guess that's the end.
BS Drunkline.
What was it called? Sacred.
I think it was just like a promo. I don't know.
Sacred White?
It's like they're calling and trying to make it seem like, you know.
They played at a house party.
It's like that. It's like that psychology thing you do where you're like, girls, you tell one girl go around school and be like, yeah, dude, I banged my tail. And it was, you know, huge.
All right.
And then everybody else thinks that afterwards.
Better write that down.
You don't have to say it.
I know, but I don't see you doing anything actionable over there. I better hear that.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, I know how you exclude all your own. I heard that.
If it makes the top 10.
Exactly. You know, notice Greg is never in his own top 10. He never puts himself in there.
And
he's
still great. So
yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah,
I don't
you're just
it.
Like, uh huh.
Scraps are scraps.
Best around.
All right, look, what we'll do is we'll play that drunk line coming up here at 8 o'clock when you get to vote for your favorite drunken message of the week.
It's BS in the morning.
Yeah, that'll work. All right, so we're sitting here, we're talking. Greg, you've gone to the movies before.
Sure, I like the movies.
Yeah, I like the movies too, right?
I don't go as much as I used to.
Well, that's fine. You have entertainment at home.
That's what it is.
That's just, it takes away from what you know. You have more options now, so you don't have to go there to the theater and spend an exorbitant amount of money every single time you want to see something new.
Correct.
Here's the question. We were just talking about getting up in the middle of the movie sucks. It's like the worst thing in the world. You pay it a ton of money to go see a movie, and then all of a sudden you got to pee or you got to drop a deuce or whatever.
No, always make sure you take care of that before the movie.
Take care of it before the movie.
Yeah.
I get pissed if my wife goes.
Yeah, because then they get, you got
to
explain
to them. I'm like, I just spend money on this. Well, what are you doing?
Plus, once they get back, that's another 2 minutes you got to explain to them.
Yeah, they're like, what did I miss? I'm like, I don't know. I'm missing something right now. Talking to you right now.
Exactly.
Like,
watch the movie.
Yeah, just watch it.
Shut up.
And then all of a sudden, Mateo jumps in this conversation and says, yeah, man, you know what sucks is when you got to go get a refill because you hit all the popcorn during the previews. And Greg and I think our jaws dropped.
Yeah.
Because we're like, who gets a refill of popcorn? How much popcorn are you eating?
Dude, I never even finished the top of the popcorn. Yeah. I get to like maybe 3 inches of popcorn's gone and I'm done.
Yeah, you're like salted out, bro.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Dude, I'm down to the seeds.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, dude.
How are you? Are you getting like the little bag?
I'm enjoying the full experience. Once I walk in that theater, munching, grubbing, getting it.
Are you what size popcorn are you getting?
We're getting the biggest one, dude.
You get the biggest?
You get the large, yeah, man, to get the free.
You get the tub.
Yeah, dude.
You get a Home Depot bucket of popcorn. And you get to the bottom of it midway through the movie.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, the way you do it is you get the tub of popcorn, then you get your Slurpee, all right? And then you during the previews,
a popcorn and a Slurpee?
Yeah, Jesus.
Check it out. Game changer. Ugh. So you're doing the Slurpee, watching the previews, boom, munching on that popcorn. Popcorn's gone. Oh man, movie's about to start.
No, popcorn's not gone. It doesn't run out.
Yeah, it runs out. That's why they give you the free refill.
How much popcorn?
I don't understand.
Dude, your poop.
So then you go to the concession stand.
It's awful.
You go to the concession stand, you put the Slurpee in the empty bucket, right? You have them fill up popcorn, so now you have the Slurpee and the popcorn in the bowl right there.
No.
That's the way to do it.
Dude, you're awful.
That's disgusting.
You have a bloody rectum.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you do.
That's not the popcorn's fault.
You're like a cone head. Like fiberglass.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. My God. How much are you eating, dude? You got to stop. I've never successfully finished a tub of a large popcorn at a movie theater.
Dude, I'm not even throwing it in the trash. Like, once I'm done with the movie, whatever's left, that's going in the car.
Yeah. Shout out to YouTube for having no real popcorn sounds. Anyways, no, that's not how you eat popcorn. You pour milk duds in it.
And then milk
you
eat duds?
It. Once the milk duds are gone, that's
what?
It. You're done.
Milk duds?
Yes.
Gross. Milk duds are
can't eat popcorn
terrible.
Without milk duds.
Can't eat popcorn without milk duds.
Nope.
Just eat popcorn.
No.
Chocolate covered popcorn.
No,
oh,
dude.
Wow.
No
game
way.
Changer.
What are you? Stop saying no. Game changer.
You put milk duds in the popcorn. You drink it with Coke. It's the best combination of three things in the history of the world. You like salty and sweet, you said?
Yeah.
You would love it.
I don't like milk duds, though.
You would. I don't like them by themselves.
How did you discover this? Was this an accident?
I forget. When I was a little kid, somehow.
Seems like an accident.
Yeah, when I was a little kid. And then I met somebody else one time on a date. Yeah. And they did the same thing.
That's perfect.
Yeah. And I was like, what? Now we're going to get married.
You guys are both insane people.
Nah, then she was like, put a gun to my head. And I was like, God, damn it.
That movie's over.
Yeah. That was when we went and saw 50 Shades of Grey after she went.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
She had this bar. You could like attach the bar straight out and like her ankle went each one of the like.
Ends?
Yeah. There's there's like these two, what do they call those? Like shackles? And then like a long bar. So you can like put their ankles, you put their ankles in it and you can just flip the bar over and like keep flipping them over.
Dude, that's too much, bro.
No.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
It's way too much.
It's way better than popcorn.
It's
I'd say.
Okay. Well, first of all, you guys are both popcorn weirdos.
No, this is more like a rotisserie chicken.
I get the small.
You're the guy telling people to shh.
I get
the movie theater.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh of course.
Oh dude, I lay down the law immediately.
Always.
As soon as you get into the theater, if someone dude, even if you're talking too loud during the previews.
Yeah, I know that means they're gonna be annoying.
I'll shush you right away.
Absolutely.
You gotta establish dominance immediately.
And you know what? If you're in my lane and you want your more popcorn, too bad, dude. Get your Slurpees and your popcorns after. What I don't want you walking by me during the movie.
Ooh.
Oh.
What about the cell phone thing though?
No, of course not. You can't use a cell phone there. Hell no.
Dude, someone's watch lit up the other day in a theater. I was
nope.
It's like, put out theater mode.
Yep.
We're all paying money here.
So I'm saying, dude.
Y'all respect the situation.
All this loosey-goosey crap with your money. Do that at your house.
I know. I had some lady in front of me with a like an old school Bluetooth earpiece that flashed blue light.
Yeah.
Just to show you that it was on or whatever working. And I was like, hey, can you remove your Bluetooth? And she's like, no. And I was like, then I'm going to ask you to leave the theater. Like, I work there.
Yeah.
I was, like, imitating a police officer. She's like, you can't kick me out. I was like, I'm about to go get somebody who can. I was about to get in a fist fight.
I would, too.
I get real uptight, especially because movies keep getting more and more expensive. Yeah. I was like, everyone better
plus,
respect.
Dude, if you miss one little thing, like, it depends on the kind of movie, I guess. But if you're watching, like, a thriller and you miss a half a minute of it, you can miss a part of the movie.
I'm missing a plot point here.
Yeah.
You tell me a writer didn't go through years of just trimming down this thing to 90 minutes.
You stupid slobs want to get your popcorn and go take a crap. Do it before or after the movie.
That's exactly right.
It's a two-hour movie.
Too bad.
Hold it!
Yeah, what are you...
How much popcorn do you need?
Seriously.
2 hours?
What are you, 2 years old? You can't hold it for 2 hours?
BS in the morning. BS in the morning. Comp 92.3. The Rock Station.
The Great Pumpkin Snatch. That's what's happening on a Friday. That's this Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Wow. The day after Halloween. Down there on Fremont Street. Comp's putting it all on. It's going to be cool, man. You can win $1,000. It is one of the prizes. You go up there, you snatch a pumpkin, you turn back into the table. You don't know what the prize is. Could be $1,000. Could be concert tickets. Could be all kinds of stuff. So, should be a fun time. Get all the details and listen for your entry. We got three of them coming your way today over there. Details on comp.com. And let's get to money. Talking money here.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube, and you know what you're doing. You listening to BS in the Morning. Yay, yay.
Dude, I read something that I still find hard to believe.
Yeah.
$100 bill is more popular than the $1 bill.
Oh, I believe that.
Really?
Yeah.
They're saying $100 bill is in wider circulation than the $1 bill. How is that even possible?
Because you don't carry a lot of cash. The only time you do is when you cash something, and usually you have the hundreds on you when you cash something.
Yeah, but you get change. It's one. There's more ones.
Yeah, but
than
who uses
the
change?
Huh?
When do you go places and use cash and get change? Usually it's going to be the debit card.
Yeah, but I'm saying if I have $100 in cash, I'm paying for something, I'm going to get some change back.
No, you deposit it.
Then I'm depositing the change.
Like the 100. Like usually what happens is, personally, if I ever have a $100 bill on me, it's because I cash something.
Okay.
A check, whatever. It doesn't happen that often, but
yeah.
Because I have a direct deposit. But if you have a $100 bill and you use it because you cash something, you know, large bills, and you're like, okay, I get large bills back. And then you go deposit somewhere or you pay a rent with it or whatever it is. But with $1 bills, you'd have to actually like have a 10 in your pocket, give it to the, you know, taco place or whatever. That never happens to me because I always pay with debit card. So it makes sense to me because it would be the larger bills, the only ones you'd ever have cash on you.
I guess. I mean, I guess I see that as a
Do you carry cash on you?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No. And but that's
even if I get a pastry, I'm paying for it with a debit card, you know, whatever it is.
Right. Exactly. But this article that I was reading says that cash is actually on its way up. Cash is actually becoming more popular rather than debit cards and credit cards.
Okay. I don't understand where they come up with that. Complete
they came
lie.
They're saying it's not. They're actually.
So more people use cash now than they used to. That's ridiculous.
It's actually up. Yes. It's up. Okay, well, the 8.2% of gross domestic product is paid for in cash, up from 5.6 right before the 2008 financial crisis.
I don't know about that.
So they're saying it's up. And the reason why is because interest rates are so low, like in your savings account and all that kind of stuff. They're like, well, it's not really making me any kind of money. So I might as well just have it in cash because it's keeping up with inflation.
I'm not buying that at all. There's got to be another reason.
Well, they're saying it's not criminals.
Nobody I know carries cash. Do you carry cash? I don't. You don't. I mean, what?
I don't. I absolutely don't. But they said that criminals aren't spending more in cash. If anything, they're spending less because of cryptocurrency. It's given them a more viable option that they're, it's obtainable wherever, you know, they can get it and it's untraceable and all kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
I'm just telling you what this, the research says.
It sounds like their research was like, hey, what seems like it would happen? Like, that's a, like I don't understand.
Dude, this is what they're saying. They're saying, look, more people are carrying around cash with them than ever before.
Okay. I don't agree. But, I mean, I don't know what to do about it. I can't go. I have to go to survey, I guess. I don't know. 876-3692. Do you carry cash?
I carry cash.
You do?
Oh, dude, I'm all about cash.
Okay. Hold on. Can we?
Why?
Yeah. Can I explain him?
Yeah.
Who? You can explain Mateo?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Explain Mateo.
I was going to add because I know why. Go ahead. Answer, Mateo.
No, go ahead. You go.
Well, he doesn't have a direct deposit, so he has to cash his checks. So he has to have cash on him.
Why don't you have direct deposit?
I have big problems with the bank. And ever since problems with the bank,
this
bro,
is, this
I,
is where
been,
it is now.
I've been a cash guy. Plus, the only reason I like $100 bills are like blue faces, big bills, is because look at my wallet. You know what I mean? I'm not putting a whole bunch of cash in there. I need big bills. I'm saying, look how little that thing is.
Yeah, but once you spend, okay, so you don't use a debit card, you don't use a credit card.
Yeah, I use it to pay like certain things.
Okay, but when you go, let's say you go grocery shopping, or for you, the bar, you pay $100 and then you're getting cash back.
What
do you do with all the cash back?
I'm putting it in the machine. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, this guy.
You got to carry cash to play the machine.
You're not the average guy, though.
I don't know, man. That's what they're saying. They're saying cash is up. They're not saying, obviously, more people are using. They say 1/3 of all Americans don't carry any cash and don't use any cash during the week. they make it through the entire week without using a single dollar bill, physical dollar bill.
I think it's more.
33%. That's
now is that including impressive. Is that including kids and stuff that don't even use money? You know,
no. This is the people that are
so 33% of the people out there doing things.
Yes.
Oh, man, I don't
they're saying
it.
Are using debit cards only. The two-thirds are using cash.
I would never guess that in a million.
Yeah, but you'd be in that two-thirds because you say you use cash to pay something.
No, I'm saying I thought it'd be more, way more.
Yeah, I thought it'd be flipped.
Yeah.
I thought two-thirds would be using debit card, definitely. One-third.
Well, all right, just going by this building, every time I need cash, not a single person in here has cash on them.
I agree. I agree with you, man.
So I don't understand where these people are.
I'm looking at my wallet right now.
Unless you go to a Dottie's.
I have $2 in my wallet right now. Yeah. That's... Like, whenever I see somebody with cash nowadays, they're walking around. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
What are you doing with that, bro? That's dangerous. $0. Mom, bro, you're going to get mugged.
Zero.
You have no cash. You have not even receipts in your wallet.
No. And that lasts, that's an average day I have no cash in there.
Yeah. I don't, hey, man. They're saying cash use is up and a $100 bill is in more circulation than $1 bill. So, I don't know. I mean, I get the interest rate. I mean, you used to be able, when Craig, you and I were children.
Yeah, my savings account had like a 7% interest when I was a kid.
Yeah, and now it's like 0.05%.
And a maintenance fee.
Yeah, and a maintenance fee. So they're saying like, look, like you can't charge negative interest rates on these things or else people are just going to not put their money in the bank.
Yeah.
Because you're actually losing money. So you're just going to take $100. That's going to maintain at the...
I guess, yeah. And if you live in Vegas, I guess maybe if you're a bartender... You know, if you work in that industry, then maybe you have more cash on you. But even then, like, you think you put it in the bank.
I feel like this town more than any town would have cash on them.
Yeah.
Just because of the gaming industry.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, like you said, tips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're getting money, it's part of your salary.
People know the ATM fees are going to be ridiculous if you don't have the cash on you, too.
Dude, I hate ATM fees.
Yeah, that's
make any sense. Oh, man. Dude, it drives me up a wall. By the way, you don't need ATM fees anymore. Just go to like a CVS or Walgreens and cash back.
Yep, I know.
It's the only way to go about it. Who's on the line there?
We got Joker over here.
Joker. Joker's a bartender.
Yep.
Maybe this guy, I guarantee this guy's got cash on
him. Why so serious?
Hey, Joker, what you got, man?
Well, since, as you said, my job, I get tipped in cash, so I always have cash on me.
Yeah, see, so it all comes down to, now what do? Do you put it in the bank or do you just roll with it in cash the rest of the week?
I keep some cash with me for the day, the rest I put into my bank account.
Oh, see, good on you, dude. I could. If I had the cash, I don't think I would ever use a bank. In all honesty, if I got paid in cash, and then I just had it throughout the week, what a pain in the ass put it in the bank it would be.
Well, it depends on what I was doing.
On certain things.
What do you mean?
To pay certain things, you have to have a card on file.
Yeah, that's true. Or Uber.
Yeah.
Uber.
Yeah, Uber, bro.
I don't know.
Couldn't take an Uber for 2 weeks.
Pizza from Grubhub or something.
I don't do that. Yeah. I don't do any of that stuff.
Wow.
I just roll in the cash. You're telling me that you couldn't just go, hey, Uber, dude. Hey, I'll just pay you in cash, bro. Just pick me up. No. Well, they wouldn't do it? Just onto the table? Just drive you around?
Think once my whole life I've had a guy do that. Because, you know, they only take you to one spot. I'm like, can you take me back, man? I'll give you like $10.
Joker, have you ever had to have a card somewhere where they're like, we don't take cash? I mean, come on.
Well, I do have a card, of course, but for if I need to book a hotel, buy Comic-Con passes and whatnot, of course I have a card, but I prefer to pay with cash. Cash is king. It never bounces. It's never declined.
Yeah, you're right. But plus, if you have cash, I would never put it in the bank. You're right. Because
I would just be too lazy. I know myself.
Well,
thank
that, and because if I had cash, that means I was doing something I wasn't supposed to, and I wouldn't really know how much cash I had.
That's the other thing, dude. It's the anonymity behind cash. Yeah. You can't track me. You know when you spend money on your debit card or credit card? Ooh. Dude, those companies know.
Oh, yeah.
If I go to a repair shop, they know that, now I'm going to start seeing, new car commercials popping up on all social
dude,
media.
Facebook knows I like Latinas with big boobs. It's all over my people you may know.
Well, that's because you use your card at the strip club.
That's a point. That's a good point.
BS in the morning.
They're bringing it every single morning.
On Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
Hey, someone from Comp is going to be out on Fremont Street on Friday from 6 to 8 for Downtown Rock's free concert. Halloween Bash. That sounds exciting. Definitely check out the Comp Tent for your chance to score prizes before the show. It should be fun time. 6 to 8 Friday. Fremont Street.
We'll be right back.
the morning. If you had this voice, you'd be doing the same thing.
Remember that secret, what they call a space plane?
Yeah, it was like an orbit.
Yeah, X-37B space plane.
Yeah.
It finally came back to Earth after 2,865 days in orbit. Now, dude, that's a spaceship, bro. That's not a, you can't say it's a space plane.
Mm-hmm.
It's up there for 2,865 days. What do you... Ridiculous. I'm sorry. It was up there for 780 days. It was the fifth flight in the orbital test of all of them combined of 2,865 days. So this is the longest one. Well, this is the longest one, yeah, so far. So 780 days mission. It was the longest one yet. Completely secret. The Air Force isn't telling us what it's all about, what it's doing. But honestly, it looks like a the space shuttle.
Yeah.
It looked exactly like it. Except for it's a lot smaller, and it could just land, you know, it looks like it probably could fit a couple people in it, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But to be in that little tiny confined space for 2 years would suck. Or, oh, wait, it was unpiloted. It was all autonomous.
Yeah, of course.
I don't like it. I don't like this at all. What do you think it is, Craig? Thoughts?
You know, it's something dumb.
What do you mean, something dumb?
We want it to be something like they were spying on this, you know, but I guarantee it's something stupid. But the way our stuff works now with Idiocracy, like how we're watering crops with Gatorade, basically, probably next year, I'm sure it was something like, you know, this guy got a new car. What kind of car is it? I don't know. They like launched a thing to go look. You know, they're jealous of somebody. Something stupid.
They got to be doing something up there, though, dude. You don't just fly something for 780 days.
Yeah. I don't know. Guarantee it was something bad. Or stupid. Waste of time.
I don't think it's a waste of time, man.
Well, what could they possibly be looking at?
If you're one of the greatest nations on the planet.
Yeah.
With the most amount of money.
Yes.
As we are.
Yes.
The United States. And you're flying a, what they call a space plane for 780 days in orbit. You're telling me you're not going to put a weapon in that thing and then fly it over our enemies. We can shoot lasers from space.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that's like normal days. I don't feel like, I feel like we're so stupid.
Normal now. Days? Yeah. Think other countries have that capability?
I feel like they probably just forgot about it. That's how stupid we are now.
Just what? Put on cruise control. We can't deal with it right now.
Yeah,
and then they just kind of forgot about it.
Because
I don't think they forgot about it.
Nothing we do seems to be the right plan or doing anything right, so I don't know.
Sounds like you're frustrated, Greg.
I am.
Seems to me like there's some shenanigans going on up there that the Air Force is doing, and they say the payload, well, like what it can hold,
yeah,
4 feet by 7 feet. It's not even that big.
Yeah,
that's it. What can you hold in there, bro?
4 feet by 7 feet. I don't know.
It's not that big.
Yeah, like Yao Ming.
It's essentially. Oh, this all makes sense now.
Yeah.
You know, we have that trade war with China.
Yeah.
You want to be able to fit Yao Ming in there.
They took Yao Ming and just put him in orbit for 2 years.
If you stick Yao like, Ming.
We'll come down on your rates and we'll give him back.
You give him back. That makes sense, dude. That led to the Hong Kong protests.
That's what it is.
And the whole thing,
that's why
dude.
The NBA told him to shut up. That's, the NBA was oh like, my talk God. About the protests. Like, shh. Got Yao Ming up in there. Shut up.
BS in the morning.
Listen to it every day.
On Top 92.3, The Rock Station. The good, the bad, the ugly. And that's just Greg. It's BS in the morning.
Dude, I guess there's a radio show up in, I don't know. It's either, it's in North Dakota somewhere, but I guess they're across North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, Eastern Montana, and South Central Canadian provinces.
Nice. I believe that's where Mensa headquarters is.
This is, this is called, the show is called What's on Your Mind?
All right. Let's tell them.
Says, got something to get off your chest? Well, so do we. Let's just tell us what's on your mind. Let's give it a call here. 701-258-0550. Let's do this.
Yeah.
You've reached the GCN call-in line. Please hold. We'll be with you shortly.
Someone forgot to tell Baghdadi, live by the sword, die by the sword. He brought his kids with him into that tunnel. I guess I can. You think he brought his kids down to kill them as well? Or do you think he thought the kids would be shields? It doesn't matter, I guess. We're talking about a nutcase. Who's tired of winning? Anybody tired of in Fargo? Are you tired of winning?
I'm never tired of winning. Never tired of winning.
I'm with you.
Can I just say this right now? I am so proud of our military and the fact that we got this Baghdadi guy. Excuse me.
I'm proud, too.
The
United States Armed Forces.
So excited.
The United States Armed Forces.
Give me a Greg Salerno in my mouth.
They did. Our military leader. Oh. Absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you. I agree.
All right. Thank you, Greg. Legislative issues of Kim Koppelman, Andrew Pollack,
Oscar I'm telling
Warren,
you,
Meadow Dye,
penis. Too,
on What's on Your Mind.
Our region has a deep tradition.
Oh, they got rid of us.
What the hell was that?
We told them what's on our mind, man.
That was fun.
We got to keep doing this.
I have way other things on my mind than that. If I know we were doing this.
We'll give them a call. We'll just keep calling them.
All right.
That's fine.
Let's do the drunk line.
yeah, let's... Let's do the drunk line right now. How about that? Let's. If you don't know what the drunk line is, we have our own phone number. You can give us a call anytime. Doesn't matter when. 315-3006. You leave a voicemail. We play it back. We won't censor you like that guy just cut us off. We'll just edit out all the cuss words and stuff. So let's do it.
BS drunk line.
Yeah, okay. I want to get this off my chest. How lazy are you people? The night DJ... He turns the phone on to busy so he doesn't have to answer it. It's like 3:30 a.m. There's a commercial break, and there was a song. I don't know. It was Take What You Want, and I just want to know who was singing it. And the damn phone is stuck on busy. What the f***? I mean, really? Are you that lazy of a pig that you won't answer your phone?
Wow.
God, how hard is it to play some tunes and insult people? Really?
To play the next match.
Shutter Island, not getting any sleep.
Now she's creating DJs.
That's right, yeah. 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. What are you doing? Can we call it Shut Eye Island?
Hey, she needs it. Ooh, that's yeah, cool. That's pretty good.
Press one.
Yeah. Hey, Beetle douchebag. You can take a slice of this pizza. So quit shouting out at me. Second of all, whatever you think, you ain't standing a chance. A durable column gone, and I advance. Thank you for calling the BS.
To play the next...
God, Jesus Christ. pizza and beer?
Gross.
Yeah, it's gross. Definitely gross. It's disgusting.
Message. Press 1.
I'm sitting here trying to sleep. All I can hear is this son of a bitch. You will not shut the up.
To play the next message.
Nice. Yes. Bong rip Bugsy?
Bugsy Bong?
Bugsy Bong is perfect, because good lord, dude.
This is the next message. Press 1.
Yeah, no, the Joker's right. There's nothing like riding a Harley. Oh, yeah.
To play the...
Oh, boy. Eorection? Hey.
I like it. Good
Eorection,
job.
Pretty
next
good.
Message.
Oh, you have the same exact... Look at that.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry, we're just comparing iPhones because we're you know, we're not peasants. We don't have Android.
Yeah,
one of us has.
I don't know how to handle my iPhone. Like,
yeah, put that over here. Oh, hey, but I'm still tripping. Like, Izzy, come on. How the f*** did you not know that Michael Jordan was Air Jordan? Like, what? It's still, like, I like you, but, like, come on, man. Yeah, you're very misinformed. That's a neck. Straight up a neck. Like, give me the neck. No, I'm kidding.
To play the neck.
All right. I got iPhones, and then Izzy didn't know Air Jordan was Michael Jordan. Vought phones?
Yeah, Vatos, no phones.
What?
I don't know.
That was really fast.
Vatos, no phones?
Vatos, no phones.
Press one.
Dude, I was at a barbecue for my buddy. Guess who is playing in the mother living room? Sacred Reich, bitches. Dude, they killed it. Nothing like hanging out with the boys, some autographs, pictures, a little family event, private family event. Man, Sacred Reich's going to kill it tonight.
BS Drunkline.
Okay, free promo.
Yeah, boring commercial.
Free promo. How about that? I guess it's Sacred Reich is what they're saying. Is that a Nazi band? What the hell is going on there?
Sounds like
oh, boy. I regret playing that.
Or the Vatos.
Yeah, I know. We evened it out with the Vatos, I guess. I don't know. I've never heard of that band before in my life, but there you go. Look, we're looking for you to call in here and vote for your favorite message of the week. We've got Shut Eye Island, Gross, Bugsy Bong, Eorection, Vatos No Phones, and Free Promo. Do you have your favorite drunken message of the week? 876-3692. You can always call in and let us know what the hell you're thinking. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote? Okay, thank you. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Bugsy.
Bugsy with two. If Bugsy should win, in my opinion. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
They all sucked, but I'll go with Gross.
That's good. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Shut Eye Island.
Shut Eye Island.
Nice.
Okay. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Bong Rick Bugsy.
Bong Rick Bugsy on the precipice. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Free promo.
Free promo. Getting a plug. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Greg kicked the door jam.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Bong Rick Bugsy.
Bong Rick Bugsy. You know, you work a dog into the drunk line.
Yeah, you got a good shot.
Yeah, you got a great shot. There you go. Congratulations, Bong Rip. Bongsy Bugsy taking the crown this week in the greatest drunken message on the drunk line.
Do you like us? Then like us at BS Morning Show.
Greg, you just showed me a video of some ladies.
They did.
Flashing the camera.
Girl, you're fine.
Behind the home plate there at their World Series.
Tell you what.
It might just boost ratings of baseball.
Again. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was pretty nice. Because a lot of times you can flash them and they're not, you know.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay, first of all. Here's what the lady said on Instagram here.
Yeah, we just flashed the whole World Series. Game 5, baby. Shag bag.
For life.
Breast cancer. Donate to breast cancer. Cancer. Save the boobies.
Save babies.
Okay, so they did it to like a breast cancer awareness or something. That's what they're saying.
That's cool.
It is cool. And didn't they do a whole thing about stand up to cancer during the baseball game?
Well, they were standing up.
They stood up. They flashed. And it was wonderful. And at the same time, the MLB is sitting there like taking precious, precious TV time to sit there and hold up signs of stand up to cancer. Everyone's been affected by cancer, whether you know it or you've had it yourself. Everybody, cancer sucks. We get it, right?
Yeah.
They're just sitting there perpetuating the same message the MLB is, in my opinion, a more time efficient way because they're doing it while the pitcher's trying to throw a baseball.
Well, they had nice ones, though, like perky nice ones.
Dude, they're Instagram models, apparently, and I'm on their profile. Bro, whoa.
No, they were...
I'm about to show Greg. Ready? Here we go. And look.
Oh, my. Yeah, she's nice.
Dude, are you kidding me? Good Lord.
Nice glimpse of Warlocks.
Right? Both Greg and Mateo are speechless here. But that's great.
Yes.
They brought in awareness.
Yes.
I wouldn't have known any better unless they did that.
I'd never even heard of cancer until I saw those.
That's
boobs.
Exactly it. I feel more educated now about what breast cancer is and how it affects people. I'm looking into it. I'm doing research now. You know, what baseball did is they did the whole Stand Up for Cancer thing. That was great. That was wonderful. But I'm telling you, when you only have a certain amount of time for a broadcast, every minute counts. So if you could just work it in during the game, it's much more efficient.
Yeah, absolutely.
That seems like the way to go about it.
Got
to
make it a meme.
They were wearing a t-shirt. I don't know what Shag Mag is. That's what they were wearing.
We've been wasting the seventh inning stress all this time.
Dude.
With these stupid songs and all this other stuff, man.
Yes.
It should just be a time to get up and show boobs.
I agree.
Agreed.
Settled?
Settled. I don't hear any complaints.
No.
Whatsoever. But in all honesty, I think that the MLB is in a bit of a lull. They're trying to shave time off the game. That doesn't make sense. It's stupid.
No,
it's a dumb way to do it.
They should add an inning and just have this.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
If they learn to invest in the game rather than taking things away.
That's right.
It seems like they would, you know. And did it really affect the pitcher? I don't think so. Because if they're pros and they're locked in.
He's locked in,
He's not going to see anything else except for that target.
Yeah, he might have to adjust his cup or something. Whatever.
Anyway, you know what we should do is we should link to these beautiful, beautiful activists.
Yes.
You might say they're Instagram models. I'm going to say they are activists and they are fighting against cancer. National treasures.
Yes.
And you probably see them at Treasures Thursday through Sunday.
Really? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Probably not.
not those
They
two.
Are, yeah. Whoa, all right, yeah.
Maybe the girls that sold them hot dogs.
BS in the Morning.
It's part of my hometown.
BS in the Morning.
So that's why I tune into them.
On Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. No BS.
Yeah, 876-3692. We're going to go with caller number... let's go 15. Good luck to you. You're in for the great... should say Comp's Great Pumpkin Snatch. It's happening down there on Fremont on Friday. You get in... you got a shot at winning $1,000, which is cool. We got a bunch of other free stuff to give out there as well, besides the $1,000. So you can get a pumpkin, you run over, you turn it in the table. It's worth a prize. Someone's walking away with $1,000, which is really cool. So we'll see you down there, Fremont, between 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock on November 1st. We got a round of, what is it tomorrow? Is it Ask a Drunk?
Ask a Drunk.
Ask a Drunk tomorrow. Is your... Mike Lowe?
I don't know, dude.
It seems low.
All day, it felt like it's been messed up.
I've had it potted up a lot higher than normal.
Who knows?
Cool. Looking forward to tomorrow, Ask a Drunk. It's been a while since we've done that. It's always a fun time. Everybody always gets it wrong, too. A little more difficult than you would think as a game.
Hiya, Jimmy boy. Hey, I've taken care of everything. Now, all y'all got to do is just relax. Doctor's order.
Jimmy.
Hey.
Hey, man, here's a question.
Jimmy, this BS show member carved a pumpkin over the weekend. Was it myself, Sparks, Izzy, or none of the above?
Oh, of course, that's one time I wasn't listening. I'll go with Sparks.
Hiya, Jimmy boy. Hey, I've taken
good
care
job,
of
Jim.
Now, all y'all got to do is just relax.
Hold on, bro. Get some info. There you go. Hopefully you win the $1,000. Good job. Yes, I carved a pumpkin.
My voice sounds high today.
No, it doesn't.
That's weird.
No, that's your own, just your own brain.
I don't like it.
No, you're fine.
My voice is
don't
high.
Don't worry about it.
I don't understand.
You're good to go.
Why is my voice sounding like this?
Don't worry about it.
I don't want to do
tomorrow, Ask a Drunk, and Izzy will be back. We will see you then. Bye.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. I never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sure was some BS in the morning. Damn it, Bobby. Turn that off. Have a good day.
Vagina.
Oh.